Coming up on show 1028, reports that Tesla Chinese military are restricting the use of Tesla because of privacy concerns. Stick around, I'll tell you more. Plus on the show today, Geely in China launching a new high-level EV brand, when Giga Berlin will start making cars, and Electromechanica making the Solo in Arizona. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you're listening in the world. It's EV News Daily, Sunday 21st of March. I'm Martin Lee, been through every EV story I can find. This is what you need to know. Hey, by the way, yesterday were your long reads. Today's your weekend watch. Check out my buddy Kyle, Kyle Connor from the Out of Spec Studios. He has a channel called Out of Spec Reviews. And earlier today, I just finished watching his deep driving analysis, about 35 minutes of the Volkswagen ID4 first edition. He takes it around town on the highway and shreds it up a mountain as well. And he is a good, solid, honest car reviewer. It's just one of those videos that, if you like me, enjoy just learning about a car, like the nuances. That's where kind of he makes his videos, that kind of thing. So a proper car review is what I'll say. Oakley dokley, headline story today. Citing national security concerns, China is restricting the use of Teslas by some state and military personnel, according to the Wall Street Journal, and a separate report from Bloomberg saying the cars have been banned completely in certain areas. Now, CNBC say that it comes after the country led a security review of Teslas, where it found that the sensors could record images of the surrounding locations, and citing people familiar with the matter, adding that Tesla could obtain key data, like where and when the cars are being used, tracking personal information, like the cell phone contact list, if it was connected to a car. And China is ultimately concerned about information being sent back to being stored on US servers. Oh, the irony. Oh, the irony of pretty much all of our data sitting somewhere on a Chinese server somewhere. I don't know. I've got one of these little £25 cloud connected security cameras by a name that I've never heard of. Ridiculously cheap on Amazon. God knows. Like, I can view it live. Who knows where that information is going? It's in a very boring place in my house, and I don't care if anyone sees that. They can't tell if I'm in or out. But still, like, that's a microcosm example of, I don't know where this data's going. It's probably all sitting on a Chinese server somewhere. There was the whole TikTok argument, wasn't there, when Trump was in power, of TikTok being banned. What's the other one that's operated in China? Clubhouse as well, Elon Musk's favourite thing to promote right now. It's like a chat app. It wants all of your data when you sign up. It demands all of your contact list. I don't think I could opt out of it, or at least I couldn't find how to not upload all of my contacts. And yeah, that's just sending all of your data straight to, that's all hosted in China as well. Do I care? Yeah, I know I should. Elon Musk has played down espionage concerns from China, saying if its vehicles were used for spying, the company would be shut down. The entrepreneur was speaking at the China Development Forum, ironically, hours after this story came out, a screenshot of the order issued by Chinese military banning Tesla vehicles on accommodation complexes. It went viral on social media. According to the South China Morning Post, a person familiar with the matter said the ban was issued a couple of weeks ago because China leaders were really concerned about the situation, adding that Elon Musk might visit China next month, actually. Well, Elon Musk said, and I quote, "If Tesla used cars to carry out espionage activities in China or anywhere, we will get shut down. There's a strong incentive for us to be confidential," end quote. So there you go. Look, you know, safety and security and online, it's just so difficult. I told you last week about the Silicon Valley high-tech company that Tesla used to do their CCTV. Cameras all over Tesla. And he got hacked. So hackers were just sitting there watching Teslas being built and all of the workings of Tesla. And, well, so a few months ago, I told you about a story. There's a local region of Spain, I believe it is, and they ban the use of these little kind of third-party cameras that you can add to your car to record your driving, and in front of public buildings and police stations and you know, just public spaces. And it's not the whole of Spain, obviously, but there is an area that, doesn't allow those. You will get either it's like a fine or it's a criminal offence in this one particular area. And I raised the point on the podcast, like a police pulling over every Tesla, because if you really wanted to, because it's about not spying on, you know, public buildings. If you really wanted to, well, you could just drive your Tesla and aim it at, I don't know, whatever building you were planning on doing something nefarious too, and then go back and look at the logs. I'm sure they're not pulling over every Tesla in this area. So the idea of having all these cameras on cars with all of the data uploaded in sitting on a server, you have no idea where that server is. I think you either make you either opt out of it and you don't have social media accounts and you don't have a smartphone and cars that are connected, or you just opt into that and be at peace with it. But China seemingly here saying, hey, Tesla, we don't want you on our military bases. Next, we'll talk about another Chinese company, Geely, targeting Tesla with a new premium EV brand. I'm not sure about the name. Maybe it'll grow on me. It's called Zeekr. Z-E-E-K-R. China's Geely is going to roll out electric vehicles under a new mark with different branding and sales strategies. People familiar with the matter said that as the Volvo owner looks to take on its main EV rival, Tesla, with higher-end vehicles. Now, the brand is going to be positioned in the premium segment and named Zeekr, will be housed under Geely's soon-to-be-launched Lingling Technologies, according to three people. Reuters reporting the plans for this company last month, says Autoblog. Geely, the owner of Volvo, and they bought about 10% of Daimler, will roll out models under the new name based on an open source EV chassis announced last year called the SEA, Sustainable Experience Architecture. While details of Zeekr aren't public, speculation suggests it could be operated in partnership with the Chinese internet services company Baidu, a strategic partnership between Geely, and which is China's largest private EV maker, and Baidu, which is an internet search operator, was announced back in January. According to Autocar, Geely is set to sell Zeekr models through dedicated sales centres located in city centres using a marketing strategy that departs from its traditional dealership model. It also plans to support vehicle sales with a line of lifestyle-oriented clothing and accessories. Hey, if it's good enough to stick a Ferrari logo on your kid's lunchbox, I'm sure there's money to be made somewhere from lifestyle accessories. Next, Tesla's Giga Berlin is going to start in late July or August, which is a little later than I've been speculating. I still speculate the cars are going to start rolling off the line in June, but hey, I know nothing. According to our German friend on the ground, saying today, a meeting of the Brandenburg Committee for Infrastructure and Regional Planning, that sounds like a fascinating meeting to be sitting in on, the Tesla Giga Berlin, which is in Brandenburg, will start production late July or August, according to Clean Technica. Whilst this perhaps is earlier than many expected, there have been signs that Tesla's Berlin Gigafactory would get up and running in the first half of the year. On Twitter, Alex Voigt, who posted this, says, while this is perhaps earlier than many expected, there have been signs that Tesla's Berlin Gigafactory would be up and running in the first half of the year. To start production, the final construction permit needs to be granted. Reviewing all known open points and listening carefully to the people in charge in committee meetings, I have no doubt it'll come just in time. And yeah, that's a little, it may be earlier than some. It's later than I thought. I thought that those first few vehicles, which typically, at least in Fremont, have gone to staff and people close to the company, at least the first 50, 100, 150, etc. I thought those first cars would roll off, you know, proper production cars, but I thought it'd be late June, sometime in June, so maybe I was being a bit optimistic there. I can't wait to see what they do. It's going to be, well, the Model Y, if you didn't know, so the Model Y is the first one. It's going to be totally different from the Model Y in the US, so it'll look the same on the outside, but it'll use, as far as we know, according to every data point we have, it will use the new Tesla cells which are being made right now on the pilot line. I did see one. There was one report about a month ago with Tesla and their battery supplier in China, which said supply contracts are in place to ship batteries from China to Germany. And that would be the 2170 cylindrical cells. And I've seen nothing more about it. I just, I don't, I just think it must be the new 4680 cells going into the structural battery pack of the Model Y. Ah, we'll have to wait and see. I wouldn't be surprised if there is a kind of backup plan there, that the first 6 months of cars are being made according to the blueprints of the US using the existing 2170 cells. But hey, we'll wait and see. Well, I can't wait to see. Next, Electromechanica is producing solo EVs in Arizona. The Canadian designer and manufacturer of EVs, Electromechanica, has selected Mesa, Arizona, in the Greater Phoenix area, for their facility and engineering technical center. Phoenix ranks as the fifth largest city in the US, according to recent data, 1.8 million residents there. And the proposed facility will support Electromechanica's plan to meet the demand of the solo EV, 500 new jobs and 20,000 solos a year being made there. It's engineered, if you don't know what I'm talking about, it's engineered for a single occupant. If you were to stare straight down the barrel of this car from the front of it, you'd swear it was a normal car. But the minute you start to come round at an angle to the side, you realise, oh yes, two wheels at the front, one wheel at the rear. A unique driving experience. 100 miles of range, top speed of 80. Safe for highways, they say. A bunch of safety features that you wouldn't normally find on a three-wheeler. There's ABS and crumple zones and crash zones and stuff that they are particularly proud of. All right, moving on. Hyundai are offering a bunch of charging. Free DC fast charging with new Konas and Ioniq with Electrify America. Hyundai Motor of America providing 250 kilowatt hours of complimentary charging on ultra-fast networks of the new Konas and Ioniq. That's the car, I think, not the new sub-brand, which is out at the end of the year. Customers can access their complimentary charging on the EA app, helping drivers find and navigate to EA stations. 250 kilowatt hours of those is not the biggest incentive, if I'm honest with you. The Volkswagen ID4 comes with 3 years of unlimited EA charging, which is, I mean, it is spectacular. It doesn't get talked about enough. That is spectacular. I wonder if they'll have some fair usage stuff in there for Uber drivers. Maybe, maybe not. VW would have paid through the nose to have that, even though EA is set up from the "you did a very bad thing, VW" fine. So that is about 4 full refills on a Kona big battery. Yeah, that's not the biggest incentive. Still, nice to have, nice to have. And it's there to get you into that process of DC fast charging without the, if you mess up the first one or there's whatever, you haven't been charged for it. That's a good, good thing. Next, talking charging, EVgo partners with Meijer, M-E-I-J-E-R. I think I say it Meijer, in the Midwest, for EV fast charging on high-powered chargers. EVgo announcing a partnership to install publicly accessible EV fast charging at super center locations throughout the Midwest at Meijer. Although EVgo didn't say how many stations they were being rolled out, according to Green Car Reports, the charging provider has 800 fast charging stations around, with more than 250 in Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky, Illinois, and Wisconsin. Meijer will give EVgo a consistent retail environments. EVgo's new chargers will be up to 350 kilowatts, which is pretty mega if you own a Porsche Taycan, I guess. Next, we'll talk about Volkswagen trying on-demand subscription features. There's a trend unfolding in the auto industry towards subscription services and pay-as-you-go features. BMW were the ones that made waves last year when it envisioned unlocking heated seats. They was using it as an example, but it did get pretty much panned by the media for saying, great, now we have to subscribe to our heated seats in our cars, with a one-time or a recurring fee. Volkswagen is now trying something similar. With the ID3, says Jalopnik, Volkswagen's pilot program will be rolled out in 6 cities in Germany. According to Autocar, it will allow owners to enable certain features like travel assist, stop and go, lane assist, and active cruise control. At the moment, many brands offer on-demand services, though their impact has been largely restrained to nav, sat nav, things like that, adaptive headlights. Obviously in Tesla, you know, you can opt to pay for the premium connectivity, which you obviously would do. Volkswagen are testing pay by mile billing in addition to subscription and one time billing options. All sounds good, all sounds logical. Please don't do this, car industry. I'm snowed under with subscriptions, which is probably means that I'm the sucker and they're all winning. Netflix, Apple. Apple even do now everything. I think it's called Apple One. I don't know. It costs me 30 quid a month. It's storage. It's Apple Music. It's Apple TV. So I've ditched Spotify after years. But anyway, Netflix, Amazon Prime. My goodness me. It goes on. Great. And now our cars are going to be subscription as well. Like, oh, I'd like to listen to this, or I'd like to use the USB socket in the back. Oh, you haven't paid your monthly subscription. They won't work. Hey, that's your podcast for today. Another brilliant day of positive EV news, and I couldn't do it without you. Firstly, without you listening, because then it would just be me talking into a piece of metal on my own. However, I couldn't do it without you if you're on Patreon, patreon.com/EVNewsDaily. Thank you. If you do. Premium partners of Phil Roberts of Electric Future, Brad Crosby, Porsche of The Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East. Have I done that one? No, I don't think if I did it twice, I'm sorry. NationalCarCharging.com and AlohaCharge.com. Derek Riley and the EV Review Island YouTube channel. Great MG video recently, check it out. And Richard at rsev.co.uk for buying and selling EVs in the UK. Hey, if you want to be a partner of the show, you are more than welcome to support the show at partner level, like David and Lisa Allen do, like Gareth does, Gareth Hamer, and Yana, eMobility Norway. eMobilityNorway.com. I see Yan in the comment section every week of the Inside EVs video podcast we make. Always got a good point to make. Bob Boothby from Millbrook Cottages. They are 5-star gold self-catering cottages. Hello to Darren McCleskey from Denovo Real Estate and Yuka Kukunen from Shift2Electric.com. Also Rajiv Narayan and Ian Sear. Thank you, Ian. Been dropping me messages recently. That's brilliant news. And all of our exec producers, Adrian Bond, Alan Shedd, Alex Banahini, Alexander Frank, Anders Hove, Andrea Jefferson, Andrew Green, Andy Nancaro, and Lillian Cass, Asir Khalid, Bjarne Fuchstack, Blunderbuss Jones, Brian Thompson, Bruce Bohannon, Charles Hall, Chris Hopkins, Christopher Barth, Colin Hennessy, and Cam ZV, Craig Rogers, and Damian Davies. David Finch, David Moore, David Partington, David Prescott, DCEV, our latest. Don McAllister at ScreencastsOnline.com. Ed Cortine, Eric Hansen, Eru Kyunyin Yombi, Frederick Rovick, Gene Rubin, Hedley Wright, Henrik Leisner, Ian Griffiths, Ian Waddy Watkins, Jack Oakley, James Storr, Javier Camelo Diaz Perez, Jim Morris, John Schroeder, John, who is Beardy McBeardface, love his tweets, at Kent EVs, John Manchek, Juan Gonzalez, Kevin Mason, also Lawrence D. Allen, Lee Brown, Luke Cully, Marcel Ward, Marty Young, Mia Oppelstrup, Mike Winter, Nathan Gore Brown, Nathaniel Friedman, Neely Roberts and Sussex EVs, Ohad Aston, Paul Stevenson, Pete Glass, Pete Gordon, Peter and D. Roberts at Sussex. What? Peter and D. Roberts from Oxen EVs. That's better. Phil Mouchet, Philip Troutman, Raymond Rowledge, Rene Kimmick, Rene Schneider, Rob Hermans, Rob from the RS Thinks EV YouTube channel, Robert Grace, Rupert Mitchell, Seiki Payne, Stephen Penn, Steve John, Thomas JTS, Todd Oaks, and that plug seeker and his brilliant YouTube channel. Has he got his new car yet? I need to check it out. Thank you for listening today. Have a great one. Catch you for Monday and a brand new week. A brilliant EV news, Sid. Oh, and do remember, there is no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.